The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for hour number two of The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5. As we want to send you another quick reminder, Sigmund Bloom, fantasy football expert, joining us at 2:30. That means get us an advanced copy of your questions, whether it be by Twitter or text message. And if you want to call and talk to Sigmund and Barry directly, then you need to wait till 2:30, call the show, and we'll take calls first, then get a rapid fire with everyone else trying to get every question answered. Fair enough?
Good. Fair enough. Excellent. I just want to chastise our listeners for being dumb. Some of you are idiots. Some of you are awesome.
Wow.
But there's people texting, they're like, Barry just said that the greatest moment of his life was when he had testicles on his forehead. Like, yeah, that's the joke, guys. I can't believe I have to come on and explain this to you guys because you don't understand how this works. This is very disappointing for me. You have to stop. You have to. I don't know. I don't know what to think about some of you. You guys are interesting. And then I get this one. I feel like this is the week to take shots at me on the text line.
Thank God I get a break.
Yeah. Oh, well, you've gotten some too. I just don't read them anymore. Hey, Barry, it's speak to text, not speech to text, dumbass. Oh, is it? Really? Because when you Google speech to text, it's all over the internet, dumbass.
Oh, people are dumb. How do you throw dumbass? You took the time to try to correct you, and you're just so wrong.
I know. I'm so wrong that the actual API
was that
for
really
Android,
a text?
Yeah, the actual API, which is the application programming interface for Android, is called speech to text, dumbass. Good Lord.
The fact that you not only take the shot, but then you throw dumbass in
it. It's like the guy that waited on hold to tell me he didn't like my jokes. What a sweet life you got going. That you wait on hold to tell someone you don't like them. You know what? When I used to not like radio stations or shows, I would change the channel. I certainly wouldn't sit there on hold to tell someone that I didn't like them. That's like, I don't know. God.
You're fired up now.
Well, just these four or five people. It's really about 1% of the listening populace. It's just a 1% thing. The rest of them seem to be all right. But okay. Yeah, we should move on now.
So the Rockets played last night against the Pacers. They won their sixth game in a row. They finished the month strong with only one loss, which was very, very impressive. And yet again, James Harden led the way, but I thought more importantly, Clint Capella with 22 points held down the paint against some pretty active, athletic young bigs in Indiana. And overall, I like the fact that they were pushed a little bit, because they haven't been pushed lately. They only made four threes in the first half. They had seven of their shots blocked in the first half. But yet they've persevered. They found a way to do what they do. They kept coming at you. They kept adding more and more points to the lead until they got it to double digits, and then they just walked away. But this team, you know, I don't care about the power rankings right now, and everybody's all dialed into where do they sit this week. This team's it's really tough to find a team playing better basketball than the Houston Rockets are these days. Not that teams aren't playing good, but in retrospect, you could be the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Right now, is this the best team in the NBA? Right now. I'm not saying that they will win the championship.
They're playing like they are.
Not saying that they're going to beat the Warriors in a 7-game series. Right now, is this the best team in the NBA?
Yes.
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Yes, because Kevin Durant is playing on a bad ankle. Those guys have been in and out of the lineup. Yes, Cleveland is playing better and has won 9 in a row, but you had to play better based on the awful start you got to. And consistency means something. This team, whether Chris Paul has been in the lineup or out of the lineup, has been consistent throughout the year. And the one thing that consistently they're going to do is score points. And in most cases, when you score points at the level that they're scoring them, the rate they're scoring them, the way they're scoring them, you're going to outscore teams in the regular season. And they are playing at the highest level of any team in the league right now because Boston's fell off.
Yeah, I mean, the only there's one number that you could use besides a record, and that's that point differential. Mm-hmm. When you look at what a team is scoring versus what they're giving up, usually the better teams have the better point differential. For example, the Celtics have a +7. They're scoring 103.8. They're giving up 96.8. The Rockets actually lead the NBA in point differential. They're scoring 113.9. So they're almost putting up 114 a game, which is second only to the Golden State Warriors. But they're also only giving up 103.1. When you compare them, the Warriors are behind them at 10.2. Warriors scoring 117.3, so that's really good. But they're also giving up 107. So it lets you know the kind of company that this Rockets team is in when their point differential is better than the Warriors. And really, there's nobody even close after that. The Celtics are a 7. So the Rockets and Warriors, a full 3 points plus ahead of everybody else in the NBA. That's a lot in a point differential,
and the other
3 points.
It is. And the other thing that I was going to say is that some of the things that we've talked about here, Boston playing unbelievable basketball when they were playing unbelievable basketball, but I think that was the ceiling for them because they're going to come down. You're going to find out without Gordon Hayward, they're still going to have some holes. They're going to have some missing pieces, per se, and come playoff time, I don't think that they're going to be a huge threat. Whereas with the Rockets, they're getting Chris Paul back now. Mike D'Antoni's still experimenting with different lineups. And when he finds out that defensive lineup we've talked about is available to him when he needs to get a stop, and when he uses some of the things that he can use come postseason because he's experimented between now and the end of the regular season, you're going to find a team that could get even better. Not saying that they will, but they could because of the fact that they can still improve on defense.
There's always room to improve on defense, right? Like, you wonder how much better this offense could be. I don't know that it could be any better, but there's always
room to
improve.
In terms of the Rockets, I mean, if you get Anderson to make, 10 three-pointers a game and not miss so many, and I'm not complaining because he's actually been doing good. I've always given him credit about letting off the three-point attempts when he feels like he's not hitting them. But if you can get a little bit more consistency out of Anderson, and honestly, Gordon, those are the two concerns. If you really want to be picky, the two concerns, in my opinion, would be Gordon and Anderson.
So you think their offense could be better
right now with Anderson? Because Gordon is struggling.
Gordon is struggling.
Well,
for sure.
But he struggled the last couple of games. He wasn't struggling a week ago.
Yeah, and he's not making free throws.
But not 2 weeks ago. I mean, people actually were asking Mike D'Antoni about it last night because of the fact that he stacked up enough games now that they called it a slump. D'Antoni didn't want to call it a slump, but he's just not shooting. You could see him last night. He was visibly frustrated when a three went in and out, and he was like, "How did that not go in?" You could read his lips. Because it's just something he's not used to. And on the flip side, when Ryan Anderson was struggling for the entire first month of the season pretty much at home, he's now starting to find the bottom of the barrel a little bit and knocking down some more shots. So, shooting is just cyclical. It's going to come and go. You're going to have some rough spots. But the fact that you got more than one shooter, which you didn't have a few years ago, and you have the luxury of two guys to get you the ball that both can shoot the three, it just shows you how much depth and versatility they have as an offensive unit.
And perhaps maybe the offense can't get much better. Maybe by the time Gordon gets, his game together, something else in the offense messes up and they're not as good as a team. Maybe a part of the reason why their offense is so good is because, Gordon is not necessarily found us. The difference between last year and this year is that Gordon, when he came into the team, he knew exactly what his role was going to be. And this time he's started a few games, he's come off the bench a few games. I think that inconsistency, at least that's a theory out there, that inconsistency has kind of affected his game. And so it's really nitpicking because Gordon is a great player.
We talk about with relief pitchers. When you're a starting pitcher has to go to the bullpen, it's a whole different ballgame. When you're a guy that's used to coming off the bench and suddenly you're starting or vice versa, you've got to adjust your entire routine, and sometimes that can take you out of your rhythm. So it's a great point, Nick. And the thing is that as much as I say about the defensive lineup, with Ryan Anderson getting 8 rebounds last night, think about the offensive lineup he could go to. You mentioned, Nick, yesterday, P.J. Tucker playing a little 5. But if he wanted to go with like that death lineup that the Golden State Warriors do, but if you put Gordon out there with Anderson, with Chris Paul, with James Harden, And then experiment with other guys at center. You want to go small and put a P.J. Tucker out there, but he can still shoot the three. Can you think about the versatility that the Rockets could put up in terms of offensively? All those guys are, can shoot the three, can put it on the floor, and can pass the basketball.
So you guys, so I just want to make sure I'm clear here. You guys think that the Rockets can actually end up scoring more per game than they are now?
No, I don't. That's why I kind of made it to your point. I was like, perhaps it can't be better than it is. From an overall perspective, you might be right. They might not be able to play better offense because it's going to be harder to top what they're doing right now. You make a really good point. And I'm just saying that when Gordon does start to play well, is that not going to affect? Ariza's being more consistent.
Ariza's a much better three-pointer.
Capella is way more consistent. James Harden is shooting a three-pointer better this year than he was last year. Everything is better, but there's a few exceptions. You know what I mean? Gordon is one exception. If he starts to play, will they become a better offense? Statistically, yes, but that's hard to beat.
To answer that question, it's a numbers game versus it's analytics versus the eye test. Can they play better offensively? Yeah. They only made four threes in the first half last night, and there were a lot of guys missing shots, missing opportunities to move it one more station to station to get an even more open shot for a guy. Could Gordon get out of his slump? Yes.
So, ironically, though, the weird – I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Could they score from a numbers perspective? Can they surpass the number they're at? It's kind of tough to do because they're already – scoring in bunches.
Mm-hmm.
But could they play better offensively? I think the answer to that is still yes.
Okay, but I meant more from a,
yeah.
from a points per game
yeah, from
perspective.
From a points per game perspective,
they're probably about yeah, capped at about 113, 114. Because it's funny, when you talk about the Eric Gordon slump, I thought it was just the last couple of days, maybe a week, but it does go back about to the November 15th, right?
Yep.
What's ironic about that, when you look at his game log, the first game that he had where he wasn't putting up, you know, 20s, or scoring in the 20s, he scored 12 points.
When he went back to the bench?
That was that loss. That was their last loss. Since then, yeah. Since then, he's been coming off the bench, and things seem to... Because Chris Paul's first game was Phoenix,
yep.
which was after the loss to the Raptors. And since then, he's done 13, 12, 0, 8, 12, and 10.
When you started saying that, I was thinking back. When yeah. did he go back to the bench?
So it's kind of interesting to look at that and think, is this slump because of the change of roles again, and now you got to figure out that chemistry. Where does he fit in and how?
And
yeah, that's
him,
what I mentioned.
Rhythm.
I was like, so there were a few games that he was starting, and there was a few games where he was the sixth man, and I think that inconsistency hurts him.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying, and I think that's what he needs. I think Eric Gordon needs that. He needs limited minutes. He needs consistency. He needs to know what his job is, and it needs to be pretty consistent throughout the season. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, we're going to get back to that and a whole lot more. Remember, Sigmund Bloom, 2:30, again, fantasy football question. So either text or tweet us or call right before 2:30. We'll get you on the air with Sigmund to get hit. The playoffs are starting in fantasy football leagues right around the corner. So I know it's coming down the stretch, and those important questions need to be answered. Sigmund is the guy. He is the best in the business. Right now, I want to tell you about Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for a long time because it's Houstonians giving back to kids in the Houston area that need a second chance at an education, and you're providing resources for them that they can really use in trying to attack the books and get that degree. What I mean by that is, because of Hurricane Harvey or just otherwise, you may have a vehicle laying around collecting rust and dust and you're trying to get rid of it, but you just haven't gotten around to it, or you don't want to pay a tow truck driver to take it to a junkyard and try and get rid of it because you don't want to pay any more cash for something that's not working. Well, here's a solution. The Texas Can Academies accept cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, trailers, running or not, and they'll come to you, they'll tow it away, no charge at all, do all the paperwork, give you a tax deduction, and then take your donation and turn it around and be able to provide resources for kids trying to get their education. It's simple. Your donation turns into warm meals. It could be bus fare. It could be book money. It could be eyeglasses. So much more. Any of the resources that can be a distraction if a kid doesn't have them becomes a huge added plus for them to focus on the books if they do. And that's why this program works, and it's all because of you. Texas Can Academies, all you got to do is give them a call, 713-225-4226. Log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make sure that you tell them ESPN 97.5 sent you. You get a $50 gift card on top of everything else, and you get the satisfaction of knowing you're helping kids in the Houston area get a second chance at an education. As always, with Texas Can Academies, right off the car, not the kid.
Warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Big City Wings is big on wings, but even bigger on sports. Just ask Houston Sports Talk radio host Charlie Polillo. Endorsed by the man himself, we eat, breathe, and live sports just the same. On any given day, including Sunday game day, you can find us handing out deals just as hot as the wings. With happy hour, lunch, and daily specials, we're destined to become your favorite end zone. Cheer your team on Big City Wing style with an ice-cold 34-ounce Big Brew in one hand and a crispy, flavor-infused wing in the other. Find a location nearest you at BigCityWings.com.
SunTrust Mortgage Incorporated, NMLS number 2915, is an equal housing lender. For full licensing information, visit SunTrust.com/mortgage.
When you help that first-time homeowner get a mortgage, it's the best. Owning a home is the American dream, right?
Faith Martin for SunTrust Mortgage.
I encourage people to shop around, because I know that when all is said and done, you're going to like what you see at SunTrust Mortgage. It's so much more than just finding you the best rate. A mortgage is one of the biggest decisions you make in life, so it's important to be with a lender you trust. When you work with us, we'll make sure that you're being taken care of. We believe that everyone can achieve financial confidence, and we want to help you discover the sense of freedom that comes with a strong foundation, like the right mortgage. I love what I do. How great is that?
SunTrust. Confidence starts here. To discuss your options and take advantage of today's historically low interest rates, call us now at 1-800-422-1642. That's 1-800-422-1642. 1-800-422-1642.
Ho, ho, ho. Republic Harley-Davidson's holiday fun continues this week with great gift selections in all departments. From a set of Harley-Davidson whiskey glasses to a brand new Harley-Davidson motorcycle, we have it. Open 7 days a week during the holiday shopping season for your convenience. Don't miss our holiday open house this Saturday. Refreshments, music, and factory-approved promotions in all departments. Republic Harley-Davidson. Visit us today. Southwest Freeway, just outside Beltway 8. RepublicHD.com. Or like us on Facebook.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, knee-deep in hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza. We like to call it The Usual Suspects, and we like you to participate, and your big break is coming up at 2:30. Sigmund Bloom, fantasy football. That means text or tweet in advance or call right before the segment starts so he can answer your questions and you can get the expert advice you need as you head down the stretch and get ready for your playoffs.
In fact, you should call now, and you'll wait on hold to tell me you don't think I'm funny, but you should definitely wait on hold to get your fantasy questions answered. 713-780-3776. Last time we did this was 2 weeks ago, and the phone lines filled up, and we didn't even get to many text questions or Twitter questions. So, and we're already getting text questions for fantasy. You guys are coming down to the wire. Some of you, your league's on the line. So go ahead and get on the phones now. It ain't going to take that long. It'll be less than 10 minutes or so before we get to Sigmund. So now would be a good opportunity. And again, you can text the show too with it. 713-780-3776.
No doubt. And on a fantasy perspective, I haven't really looked at
the leagues,
but I know that you and I have been kind of flip-flopping back and forth.
Vacillating?
In one league, I'm in first and you're in last. In the other league, you're in first and I think I'm in last.
I don't think I'm in first in any league, am I? I gave up on the game day league because game day gave up on me. But the two usual suspects leagues... Oh, I'm second.
Okay.
Nope. That's the wrong league. See, I wasn't even looking at the usual suspects league. Usual suspects league number one.
Yeah.
I am four games back in fourth place in the East Division. It goes
late. You are really sucking.
Yeah. It goes Ray Finkel, 9-3. Jippy John. I have no idea. OJ's parole board is the team name. At 7-5, find me a taco truck. That's Jesse Barron at 6-6. Me at 5-7. Megan Ward is at 4-8, and then Nick Sciarra at 3-9 in the East Division.
I won three games.
I don't know how.
You don't even know. Hilarious. That is hilarious.
On the West Division, Bad Fish is 11-1. That's Joshua Schmuck is 11-1. Kit Morton, Team Billy Boy, 7-5, and then there's a tie for third in the West Division between Michael Raspberry and Jeshua Watts. Which is Josh, right?
Uh-huh.
El Jefe. Justin Lowe and Nestor Carmona are 5-7. I remember Nestor telling me
El Jefe's in the second league. He's number two.
Yeah, so double barreled is Nestor's league at 5-7, and then last in that West Division
was me,
Team Blank at 3-9. So we've got 2 3-9 teams and a 5-7 team representing the usual suspects in league number one.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Pretty much
true.
And then in league number, do you have league number two up?
Yeah, let's of get course. This league number
that's
the
one,
two out
that's
of
the
way.
One he's got up because that's the one he's doing good in. He doesn't want to talk about league one.
Good, Barry, or great?
Eating it.
Good or great at a 91.7% winning clip.
He's 11-1.
I'm 11-1.
Which, if I recall, when the season began, he didn't want to do this. He hated these. He auto-drafted, and this is one of your auto-draft teams.
I thought we
it?
All had nope. an excuse for the draft thing because of the flood.
This is his auto-drafted team.
Nope.
You took Philip Rivers on your own?
Oh, yeah. I thought they were going to have a breakout year.
Cam Newton.
He puts up yards.
Philip Rivers, that's your QBs.
Yeah, and Cam gets you yards on the ground.
You know I can go back and look at the draft,
go
right?
ahead. I'm 11-1. You're 2-10.
Yeah.
So that's where I was getting the first and the last out of the way.
Okay.
Nick, you again are 3-9, so you're consistent.
How am I winning any games in this league?
I don't know.
It's beyond me.
There must be someone else that cares even less than you, which I didn't think was possible.
Yeah.
And maybe you just got lucky and caught them on a week where they had more like people on bye than you did.
Yeah.
Because you're not changing these teams, I feel like.
No.
And what did we learn from this year of 2017?
To not have not pay attention to fantasy
game
football.
Leagues.
To not play at all because you just don't play.
That's
you
not
didn't
true.
Play baseball. You're not playing football.
Forgive me on that one. I'm never going to play fantasy baseball
I
ever
warned
again.
You.
You tried.
Shut up. This
I
is
did.
Fun.
I tried.
You tried.
Barry just wants to take your money. That's
well,
why he
wants
to back
next year. I was trying to get him to assume
year.
50% of the responsibility, but he wouldn't do it.
I did get paid from our league. Oh.
Did you?
Oh, I made a killing this
I should have never paid you. Remember because I paid thinking that the
yeah.
reason why I couldn't draft was because I didn't pay? And so
and
I paid.
Told
I like,
him
damn,
yes.
I should have never
like, yeah,
paid
maybe try to pay. Yeah, well, yeah, I definitely got paid from the baseball. I'm not, thank goodness the football was all for free. But I am in second place in the one where I paid, so I'm good there. Oh, I'm actually tied for first. Suck it.
Almost a full call board, guys. So if you still want to get
All
on...
those are fantasy, huh?
Yeah.
Can you tell them to put fantasy
yeah,
and put their questions?
Because otherwise, if there was someone that wanted to get in before that, we would
yeah.
take them.
Yeah. And again, 713-780-3776. There's a couple of spots left if you want to get in on the board to get your questions to Sigmund. Go ahead and get on hold now.
Sigmund the Sea we'll Monster is an animal with fantasy football.
Yeah, and we've already got several texts coming in as well, so you better get on it.
No doubt about it, and I'm not even kidding. I mean, literally, this guy is on his game. He knows his stuff. You can go as quick as you want throwing it at stuff at him, and he will know, and he will go, and he
yep.
will give you what you need to know.
Yep, yep, yep.
So it's good stuff there. And, yeah, they are filling up on the board. So if you do want to call, you better get in now because, like Barry said, there's only two openings on the board.
You know when we came back from break and I laughed by mistake into the microphone?
Yeah.
That's because this text had just rolled in and popped up on my screen. It says, I feel like Jerry would play basketball like Jim Carrey did in Cable Guy.
Only louder.
Yeah, that's hilarious. If you don't know that scene, look it up.
Yeah,
super funny.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
All right, Sigmund Bloom is next. Fantasy football extraordinaires. We're going to go for one segment and one segment only. We're going to get your fantasy questions out of the way. So if you want to call, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, or get us your tweets with your questions. We'll get as many as we can in one segment and one segment alone. That's it. Sigmund Bloom next. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You found it. Houston's home for Aggie sports. ESPN 97.5 FM.
This is the Texas A&M Report, presented by AT&T, a proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics. AT&T, entertainment your way.
We, the entertainment-loving people, want a smartphone built for us.
With AT&T and DirecTV, you can get the Samsung Galaxy S8 with an Infinity edge-to-edge screen that's perfect for entertainment.
We want exactly what you just said.
Buy a Samsung Galaxy S8 and get one free after bill credits when you buy both on AT&T Next and have DirecTV. Visit your local AT&T store today.
Buy each for $750 on installment agreement with eligible service. New line is free up to $750 in credits over 30 months. Credits start in 2 to 3 bills if service canceled.
Aggie basketball team will be back on the floor at Reed tonight when they take on the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. For those of you who are unfamiliar with that school, of course, it used to be the University of Texas Pan American. A&M will take a 6-0 mark out onto the floor in that game that tips at 7 tonight. Our broadcast will start at 6:30 on this radio station. Aggies are being led at this point in time in scoring by DJ Hogue with an average of 16-8. Matter of fact, A&M has five players in double figures in scoring to this point. Hogue, Davis, Gilder, Wilson, and Williams all at 10 points or better. As a team, A&M is scoring 83 per game, defensively allowing just 66. So the Aggies and the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley on the court at Reed tonight. At 7, I'm Dave South. That's your A&M report.
ForMyChamps.com presents The Book, 55 Years in the Making. Champs, the 2017 Houston Astros Championship Season. The only commemorative hardcover book created for Astros fans by Astros fans. Order Champs for only $29.95. This book makes a great Christmas gift for any Astros fan on your list. Use promo code 975 and save 20%. Visit ForMyChamps.com today. That's the number 4, MyChamps.com.
Partnerships can be a wonderful thing. Together, people can achieve things they never could alone. But sometimes good partnerships go bad. When that happens, people together achieve less than they could alone, or so they believe. Marriage is like that. But it's also much more than that. Marriage is by far the most important partnership anyone will ever join. Everything people own or care about, even kids, become a sort of partnership property. Unfortunately, the marital partnership is a fragile one. Only one partner's vote is necessary to destroy it. Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Our firm represents men whose partners have cast that vote.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Houston area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 832-844-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in Houston, The Woodlands, St. Louis, and by appointment only in League City.
The quality of a running back can be measured in yards. The quality of a pass rusher can be measured in sacks. But how do you measure the quality of a beer? At Revolver Brewing, they ask themselves one straightforward question. Would they drink another one? Their beers are brewed to strike the perfect balance between originality and drinkability. Full-flavored beers that deliver round after round. Revolver Brewing, Granbury, Texas. Make every round count.
The holiday challenge is on at JCPenney. Starting Thursday, come in and find thousands of great gifts for up to 60% off throughout the store. Like up to 60 off fine jewelry, plus an extra 40% off with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, save on the brands you love, like 25% off Nike team apparel. And stay on top of the latest trends with 50% off select Liz Claiborne apparel. Hurry, these deals won't last. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices while supplies last. Credit offers subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Honey, there's a change of plans. The cousins are coming for the holidays.
All of them?
Yeah.
When your priority is ordering items for 12 cousins you weren't expecting, you ship them with the United States Postal Service, so you get them on time.
Hey, cuz, how did you ever get 12 airbeds in this tiny apartment?
I had a little help.
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you. Ship now at USPS.com. And now with the Informed Delivery feature, you get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back! Coming out of the halftime break, it's more of The Usual Suspects, as we always do on Thursdays, unless there's a holiday. It is time for Sigmund Bloom. He is the fantasy football guru, the expert, the man with a plan, the man that knows all and tells all about fantasy football. He is on the hotline. He is ready to go. We always welcome him into the show. Sigmund, thanks again for spending some time with us. We do appreciate it.
It's good to be back, and it's that time of the fantasy football season when we really know everything we need to know, and we shouldn't overthink it.
Yeah, that's a great point. But I know it's a little early for injury reports this early in the week, but since we don't have you on Sundays anymore, sure. what can folks expect from, like, Julio Jones, who's questionable? Amari Cooper is questionable.
Right. Amari Cooper is probably not going to play. Michael Crabtree is suspended. DeMarshawn Lynch is looking like a good play this week. I would say that we're looking at Rishard Matthews is probably not playing against the Texans on Sunday. So Corey Davis, Delanie Walker become better plays there. Greg Olsen tried to come back last week, cut short his day. Isn't practicing, might play, but I think even if he plays, we can't trust him until we see him look the way that he used to. So those are the injuries that we're watching, at least the biggest ones from a fantasy standpoint.
Real quick on a guy that's coming back off a concussion that's been out a couple of weeks, Devontae Freeman, how much production can you assume he's going to give you?
He's got a wide range of outcomes this year. It's a somewhat tough matchup against Minnesota, but this is the time of year that you go with a proven talent, and he is a proven talent. Even though he's going to split the work with Tevin Coleman, I think he's a start over Coleman, and he's a boom-bust player that's tough to leave on the bench right now.
All right, let's get to these phone lines. We have a full board waiting on you, Sigmund. Let's go to Bo first. Bo, you're up.
Hey, Sigmund, I got a question, two-part question. Adrian Peterson or McKinnon, and Dez Bryant or Sterling Shepard?
I'll go with Dez Bryant over Shepard just because even though Dak Prescott and that offense has been terrible, I think that Geno Smith is such an unknown quantity, and just how that Giants offense is going to play is an unknown quantity right now. McKinnon's been quiet for the last few weeks. The Arizona offense woke up a bit last week. Peterson caught four passes. I'm willing to give him a chance in a game that hopefully they can be competitive against the Rams in.
All right, let's get back to it. Thomas, you're up.
Hey, quick quarterback question. Jared Goff or Blake Bortles?
You go with Goff. Goff's been playing consistent. It's not an easy matchup at Arizona, but as much as Bortles did well against Indianapolis, last time we saw him, he had ran in two touchdowns last week. I wouldn't trust him over Goff at this point.
John, you're up next. What's up, man?
Hey, guys. Just in a pinch, PPR league, Paul Richardson or Seth Roberts?
Go with Richardson. Roberts is going to get to start this week, and it is a solid matchup, but I would expect the Raiders to be conservative here. I think that Seattle's got to pass a ton. It only takes one play to break down Russell Wilson keeping alive for Richardson to make your week.
All right, back to it. Ryan, you're up next. Ryan, go.
I got a two-part question. First one, Keenum or Brady, and then four out of five for receivers. Fitzgerald, Cup, Watkins, Funchess, and some new PPR league.
Okay. If it's four out of five, I would go ahead and bench Sammy Watkins just because he's going to get a lot of Patrick Peterson. We'll play that straight up. It's Brady over Keenum, but since, you know, we're on in Houston, I have to say we've gotten to the point where it's a real fantasy question to say, is it Brady or Keenum? And that's something.
And that's crazy. My goodness. John T., you are up next. John, go.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Who do I play this week, Kirk Cousins or Jared Goff?
I have Cousins ahead just because Dallas's defense has been bad, their team has been bad, and Cousins has been playing well, so I would go with him tomorrow night.
All right, we got five lines that opened up, 713-780-3776. If you want to get on the line and ask Sigmund a question, coming down to the playoffs pretty soon, so you better get your lineup set so you can make the playoffs, 713-780-3776. Back to the phone lines we go. Michael, you're up next for Sigmund. Go.
All right, quick two-part. Which Minnesota running back are you starting, and then Kareem Hunt or Kenyon Drake?
I would go with actually Drake over Hunt at this point. And I just think that we can't trust Kareem Hunt until he has a week like he did before. I didn't catch the team on the first part of the question.
Which Minnesota running back?
Oh, which Minnesota? It's Murray. It's definitely Murray at this point. And he's been getting the goal line carries and running well, and I think he's a good play this week against Atlanta.
All right, Andrew, you're up next. Go.
Okay, so I need either P. Ron, Deion Lewis, or Devontae Freeman in a PPR league.
Oh, it's tough, but P. Ron's gotten at least 20 carries in the last 2 weeks. Dallas has been playing so badly, so I'm going to go with him.
All right, very good. A couple of let's get Justin real quick. Justin, you're up.
All right, I got a true flex PPR question. Pick two, McCaffrey, Crowder, Robbie Anderson, or Sanu?
It's tough. It's hard to say to bench Robbie Anderson right now. I do like the matchup for McCaffrey. I Crowder's definitely in. He had 9 for 123 in a downpour against Dallas the last time they played. So I'm going to give the edge to Robbie Anderson here just because he's too hot, and Christian McCaffrey really hasn't had that breakout game quite yet.
All right, we'll go to the text lines while we get the information from the phone calls. By the way, as always, if you want to make sure you get your questions answered with Sigmund, call the show. Text and tweets we may not get to, 713-780-3776. But while we have a chance, we had this text come in at 1 o'clock from Titan Hugo. Sigmund, he wants to know Mariota or Roethlisberger and Darqua or Derrick Henry.
Roethlisberger and Henry, I'm giving up on the Giants offense for now, and hopefully Tennessee can get that back up straight.
All right, another one. PPR need to flex Crowder, McCaffrey, Robbie Anderson, or Sanu.
Yeah, and I think he got through on the phone too. So kudos, and it is Crowder.
Oh, is that one we already did? Look at you. You keep up with everything. I would have had no clue. When that one guy asked about like 19 teams or 19 names, I was like, I've already forgot. I don't know how you do it. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Chris, you're up. Chris, go.
Yeah, could you tell me Roethlisberger, Goff, or Keenum?
Keenum. And Keenum's been playing that well. He's got a good matchup. I'm going Case Keenum out of those three.
All right, back to the phone line. Santiago.
All right, you might have answered this one already, but Dak Prescott, Mariota, or Keenum?
Yeah, and it's Keenum. Keenum's actually the number six quarterback in my rankings this week, so there's not many I would start over him. Tom Brady's just one of the few.
Very good. Does that say Cinco? Cinco, you're up next.
All right, I just need two out of the four. It's PPR. I got Juju Smith-Schuster, Orleans Darka, Deion Lewis, or Devontae Freeman.
Lewis and Freeman and Smith-Schuster I'd like if I knew he was going to play, but it's a Monday night game. We probably won't know going into the weekend.
All right, Sigmund, I got a quick one for you. We've got just trying to get some definitive answers. Who's the go-to running back in Green Bay, and who's going to be the go-to running back this week in Dallas?
Jamal Williams should still be the go-to running back in Green Bay, although Aaron Jones might return. There isn't really a go-to running back in Dallas. Last we saw, they split it right down the middle. The offense isn't producing much anyway, so yeah, both of them are just desperation plays. If I had to pick one, I'd play Rod Smith.
All right, back to the phone lines. Patrick, you're up. Go.
Two-parter want to know who to trust the rest of the way, Greg Olsen, Tyler Kroft, or Cameron Brate, and then Robbie Anderson or Kareem Hunt as a flex.
Yeah, I'm not putting Anderson on the bench right now. He's too hot. And I'd say Kroft would be the one that I would trust because I'm not sure if Greg Olsen trusts his foot yet. And Cameron Brate, I'll watch this week with Jameis Winston back. The answer might change to Brate if Winston goes back to him a lot at Green Bay.
All right, still got a lot of folks on the phone. So when we come to you, make sure you get to your question as quickly as possible so we can get through all these. Eric, you're up next. Eric, go.
All right, PPR question, Rex Burkhead or Kareem Hunt?
Burkhead, and I'm willing to put Hunt on probation. He's on the bench for this week.
Yeah, all right. Lee, you're up. Go, Lee.
Hey, yeah. I got two questions. Chiefs or Chargers, and then Crowder, Baldwin, or Jeffries, two out of three.
I actually put Baldwin on the bench there. It's a tough matchup, and he hasn't been doing too much, and definitely the Chargers going up against the Browns.
All right, got a couple of Twitter questions while we get some of these names for the phone line. Case Keenum or Kirk Cousins? I think we got Keenum. That one already. Yep. Non-PPR, Stafford or Mariota, and Eagles or Rams?
Stafford and it's Rams against Blaine Gabbert, even though the Eagles' defense is so good.
All right, one more before we get back to the phone lines while we get these names. Am I being stupid by stacking Garoppolo and Hyde?
Maybe not, but Chicago's been competitive and tough on defense at home, so I probably wouldn't go that way. Maybe Garoppolo and Goodwin and hope for a long bomb.
All right, Diego, you're up next. Diego, go.
Hello?
Go, Diego.
This is Dave.
All right, we lost Diego.
Here's the next one, Nick.
Dave, you're up next. Dave, go. We there?
Des Bryant, Marvin Jones, and... which one do I sit out of those three?
What was the first one?
Dez Bryant, Larry Fitzgerald, and Marvin Jones.
All right, appreciate the call, Dave.
Yeah, I'd sit Dez Bryant out of them just because of how bad Dallas' offense has been.
All right, we're going to go. All right, Matt, go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, it's PPR. I got Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, and Jarvis Landry. Should I bench any one of those guys for Marvin Jones?
Yeah, I'd put Hill on the bench for Jones. I wouldn't bench Jones after what he did on Thanksgiving.
All right, David, You're up next, David. Go.
Do Cam Newton or Case Keenum and the Texans defense or the Dolphins?
I guess the Dolphins defense. See out the if Jadeveon Clowney's healthy, maybe I might switch that to the Texans, but I'm not really sure which one that I would go with there. Both of them have poor outlooks. Keenum and Newton, I have Newton fifth and Keenum sixth, so I'd give a slight edge to Newton because of his running ability and because New Orleans' defense is banged up, but I won't talk you out of playing Keenum.
All right, we got time for these last three on the phone boards. Let's go to Jason first. Jason, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I need to know, do I go Prescott, Carr, or Keenum?
Keenum, yeah, and it's by a good margin.
Wow. Yeah, I'm curious who the five are ahead of Keenum.
Brady, Wilson, Wentz, Rivers against Cleveland, and Cam Newton.
There you go. I mean, that's because it sounds like a lot of folks got in time with Keenum. All right, Dizzle, you're up next. Dizzle, go.
Coming off pension.
Say it again, Dizzle.
Hey, can I trust Josh Gordon coming off of suspension?
Trust, no, but I won't be surprised if he makes a big splash. Cleveland seems really excited to put him out there. He's going to start.
All right, well, last one. Dave, you're up. Dave, go.
Matt Ryan or Carson Wentz?
Carson Wentz. And Wentz, only if you have Brady or Wilson, does Wentz go to the bench now.
That's it.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate the call, Dave. Thank you all. I know we had a ton of texts and tweets. We don't have time to do it. That's why we have you guys get on the phones as early as possible. Sigmund, tell the folks how they can get in touch with you, man. You got the app out there because it's coming down to playoff time, and that can really help folks, right?
Yeah, we got the lineup dominator that can help with all these questions. And you can get me at Sigmund Bloom and also start a thread at the footballguys.com message board, the Shark Pool, that I answer questions every Sunday morning.
Yeah, on the message boards, those are open like all the time, right? So they can start
it. Yeah, I'll post it on Friday. And I'll put a link to it on Twitter, and then you can go ahead and ask your question. I answer them all right up until game time on Sunday.
Nice, and that's footballguys.com if you want to get on those message boards.
Yes, sir.
Very good, Sigmund. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you.
All right, Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com. If we didn't get to your questions on Twitter or the text lines, we apologize, but we do have the rule that phone calls always happen first. So
there's a couple callers that we lost. We apologize. We try to get all our callers. Call back next week. We'll get you in.
Yeah, we will for sure. And then you can always go to the message board.
Yeah, this week, go to the message board so you make sure you get an answer to your question.
There it is. All right, Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com. We appreciate it. We'll talk to him next week. This is The Usual Suspects. We'll be back right after this, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
One of boxing's all-time greats steps into the ring one last time.
Listen to this crowd.
Six-time world champion Miguel Cotto returns to Madison Square Garden.
Hard right hand by Cotto.
As he takes on New York native rising star Saddam Ali.
Hard left hook by Ali.
In the final fight of his legendary career.
Cotto comes back with the left hook to the body.
World Championship Boxing, Cotto versus Ali, live Saturday, December 2nd at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
He's a six-time world champion, has conquered four weight divisions, and is a future Hall of Famer. On Saturday, December 2nd, it's the last stand for a legend as boxing superstar Miguel Cotto steps into the ring for the final time. Live on HBO World Championship Boxing, Cotto will defend his junior middleweight title against top contender Saddam Ali. Plus, in a battle of undefeated boxers, Ray Vargas faces Oscar Negrete for the super bantamweight championship. Don't miss this historic fight night. Cotto versus Ali, live Saturday, December 2nd at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
Are you at home, but you kind of wish you weren't? And you should really stick around the house because of reasons?
Kimmy, no baseball in the house!
That's why Buffalo Wild Wings has a new online ordering experience. So when your kid brings home a stray dog, that's actually a coyote, a rabid one. For whatever reason, life requires you to stay put. Get takeout with our new online ordering experience and be where you have to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Availability may vary.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess. Who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. A holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Guys, are you over 40 and currently taking Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra? Then this important announcement is just for you. PlayPharmacy.online is currently offering the lowest prices on generic Viagra, generic Cialis, and generic Levitra, as low as 89 cents per pill. PlayPharmacy.online is guaranteed, discreet, and offers free shipping. Go to PlayPharmacy.online or call toll-free to take advantage of this amazing offer. Call 1-855-301-9565. That's 1-855-301-9565. PlayPharmacy.online has been helping men take control of their ED for years. Order now at PlayPharmacy.online or call toll-free 1-855-301-9565. Again, that's 1-855-301-9565. Generic Viagra, generic Cialis, and generic Levitra for as low as 89 cents per pill? It's a no-brainer. PlayPharmacy.online. It's time to play.
The holiday challenge is on at JCPenney. Starting Thursday, come in and find thousands of great gifts for up to 60% off throughout the store. Like up to 60 off fine jewelry, plus an extra 40% off with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, save on the brands you love, like 25% off Nike team apparel. And stay on top of the latest trends with 50% off select Liz Claiborne apparel. Hurry, these deals won't last. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular original prices while supplies last. Credit offers subject to credit approval. Some exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Honey, there's a change of plans. The cousins are coming for the holidays.
All of them?
Yeah!
When your priority is ordering items for 12 cousins you weren't expecting, you ship them with the United States Postal Service, so you get them on time.
Hey, cuz, how did you ever get 12 airbeds in this tiny apartment?
I had a little help.
The United States Postal Service. Priority, you. Ship now at USPS.com. And now with the Informed Delivery feature, you get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Almost 2 hours down, one to go, but a little bit more of the big show as we've got about 12 minutes to the top of the hour. Then we'll take you all the way till 4 till we turn over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Another great segment with Sigmund Bloom. He was awesome. He was rapid fire to a T, and hopefully he got all your questions answered. And again, if he didn't, then you know where to go to try to get them done before your Sunday competition.
I know we brag on him a lot, but just that was a perfect example because I honestly don't even keep up from question to question what people ask. So when I read the text,
the fact that he caught the repeat
and he was
impressive.
Like, oh yeah, this one's already been asked. I was like, oh my gosh, this dude's like, I guess memory and ability to process information all at once is it's pretty special, pretty spectacular.
No doubt.
How angry is Trey on a scale of 1 to 10? How angry is he?
He is extremely angry. I mean, he literally
jumped off
the ground.
Is he Yosemite Sam angry? Like
8, 9, is he like all the way to a 10?
Is he like Yosemite Sam?
Yeah, I've never seen. Angry? I was worried for myself.
Was he like, ooh?
He just jumped.
I hate that weapon.
There was like a mini jump, like a small jump off the ground. He's like, I told you I can't do this.
He jumped?
Yeah, it was like a little small, like. Like he raised his body up.
What?
For like, yeah.
Air tray?
Yeah.
Did his pants go with him or did they go down?
Now, what was it that he couldn't do? Take calls?
I don't know. There was some technical difficulties during the fantasy segment.
Yeah.
You know how we get berated with all these calls and texts. So it can get overwhelming if you're not paying attention.
Hectic. Yeah.
So I don't know. It's between him and producer Tyler.
The good news is, one, Tyler doesn't have a temper.
No.
And two,
no,
that we don't
not
ever,
at all.
That we've never been through this situation where we get a ton of calls during this segment. To be prepared for it.
Yeah, Tyler's pretty quick fused as well.
As you know, I depend on the screen. Like people, you know, there's an intern that just puts the names on the screen. And
right.
When I saw intern Trey walk in the control room with a handwritten paper of all the names, I was like, this is a huge red flag.
This can't happen.
This cannot happen now.
Not when there's a board of 11
possible
calls.
Screaming.
But it worked out. It worked out.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to be able to do this. Why? Because I can't. Like, but why? I don't know.
And then you try and read his writing. Is that
Leave
Jerry?
Me alone.
It's Jerry. It's Jerry. I wrote it twice. It's Jerry. Leave me alone.
Trey angry would make for pretty entertaining stuff.
You want to get him in here.
Yeah, I kind of wanted him on air, but I don't think he's going to be angry if we bring him in now. He's going to know. Yeah,
yeah, he'd bring it back together because that's just the professional that
he
is.
I've been doing yoga. It's all right. I'm good now.
Intern Trey doing yoga would be awesome.
We need a Facebook Yoda. He's not doing yoga.
We should Facebook Live that.
Yeah, we should.
Right? Like, we should get him a yoga mat in here and put him in some stretchy pants, some Lululemons.
Don't do that to the
and
viewers.
A shirt. Why? It would give a lot of people a lot of encouragement. Like, okay, you know what?
He's not going to put stretchy pants on.
You don't know that.
I do.
Do you?
I know he's not putting stretchy pants on.
You don't have to put stretchy pants on to play Twister. Maybe we can have him play Twister.
We should do
Facebook Live that.
Dude, intern Twister.
Intern Twister?
Why not?
I think it might be a bad idea.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I see Matt Lauer.
Who's touching? Why would anybody touch
the other players?
So just use all dudes then.
Barry would want to watch that.
If you're worried about that.
Bunch of dudes playing Twister.
Dilly Dilly, go for it.
What does Dilly Dilly have to do with it?
Yay, go for it if you think that it's okay.
I just want Trey to have to do some coordinated activities. Because he strikes me as the kind of guy that would get mad. I wonder if Trey's a poor loser. I wonder if that's the case. You know how some people will like throw things when they lose and they get mad? I wonder if that's Trey. Does he strike you as that kind of guy?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe so.
Yeah. You know what? You know how you make fun of me the way I supposedly, though we've never watched a game together, watch Packer games?
Because you told me you do that.
Trey, I believe, watches NASCAR like that.
Do you?
I really do. I believe that he watches cars going around in a circle and screams at the television.
Oh, have you seen his text and tweets
during
a NASCAR?
Yes, I have.
Dell Jarrett's the biggest dumb face in the planet.
It's like, what? Yeah, I don't. That's
that
the
guy
only NASCAR.
Just F off for cutting off my favorite driver when he did that on turn number 11. That pisses me off. Yeah, I've seen all the tweets.
Is there 11 turns?
I don't know.
In a NASCAR? I don't think so. What?
How many times you hit turn number 4? Could be an.
What
could
oval
be 11.
Has an 11th turn on it?
I don't watch NASCAR.
I think that's Formula One. You're mixing him up with Demetrius. Yeah. Well, good job, Trey, for getting through it. So good
Hope
for you.
They're okay out there.
What?
I hope they're all okay out there.
I know. Is the tension pretty thick out there?
I don't know. I haven't walked out. I mean, I just walked out to, and I, all of a sudden I heard Trey. I was like, hey, can I just get you to do this? He's like, I can't do it right now. Can't. And he jumped. I'm like, all right, bro.
He jumped.
I can't deal with that right now.
Oh, that's too good. Too funny. I like it. I like it a lot. Did you have anything you wanted to get into?
I did see one quote based on what we were talking about yesterday with Eli Manning. They asked Steve Young today. If you were Eli Manning and that situation was presented to you, what would you say? He said, quite frankly, I'd tell him to stick it.
Really?
That's Steve Young. Wow.
So he's getting sassy too, isn't he?
There's a lot of people coming to Eli's defense.
A lot of folks.
Yeah. Not just Giants fans or players, but there's those too.
Phillip Rivers blasts the Giants.
Yeah.
A lot of folks are not happy with the way that he's been treated. And again, if you didn't hear his quotes and the way he handled it, nothing but class.
No question
Absolutely couldn't have been handled any better by anyone. He did a really good job. When we come back, can we talk about this man that tried to pay a parking ticket with pennies?
Yeah, I saw you put that on there. Sure, I'm intrigued by that.
Yeah, okay. He got a parking ticket, and then he got pissed off at the city, so he decided he was going to go down and pay them in pennies. Let's just say that this story ends with him crapping his pants.
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't go
well.
Talk
about foreshadowing. All right, we're going to be back with that and a whole lot more. We've got two in the books, one to go, plenty more of the big shows. We have 60 minutes still on the clock. That means plenty of time for you to get in and be a part of it. You can call 713-780-3776. You can text, you can call, or you can hit us on Twitter, Usual Suspects, with an hour left, and we'll be back with all of that and more right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.